Gimel Menachem Abba holding Zim Kufcha Beis, Halacha Zayin, we're going to Halacha Yud Beis. Mishanich Nasab Memata Mesimcha. So this is a general rule. We're already in Rosh Chodesh Av, we're holding in the 9 days. From the time Rosh Chodesh Av enters, Memata Mesimcha. There's a major machlekes if that means there's no Simcha. Interesting Mishabura that disagrees with the Magen Avraham. And, you know, in Avodas Hashem, we always have to be with Simcha, but there's things that represent joy that we're supposed to lessen, and therefore, for example, we don't build a building shel simcha. Building shel simcha basically means in halacha today it's not such a common thing to used to build like building holes for someone that's getting married, but in general today it means anything that's extra, things that I call it, luxuries, things that are luxury we don't do, and therefore, and the easiest way to picture oneself is to be in the state of Shleshim over and over, the person is not thinking about the luxuries. So the halacha, we say that anything that's going to be luxury is not okay, but if the person already had made a commitment, a deal with the non-Jew to say, fix his home, so you have to try to convince it to not come during the 9 days. But if there's going to be a loss, someone is permitted to do so. Also in general, people ask all the time, you're not supposed to do business during the 9 days. We'll see in a second. The mice and niggas do business. But for sure, one thing is clear that the Shulchan Aruch says, a person has a judgment with a non-Jew, he should try to push off that judgment or the court case because it's a bad mazel. So there is definitely bad mazel during this month. That's a time, that's a fact. And therefore, anything that person doesn't have to do during now and they can push it off, it's always bad to do so. And if it's possible, it should be the entire month, at least until after Tisha B'Av, and that's what the Kitzur suggests. In the Kashim Zalavana, we don't do the Kishon until after Tisha B'Av. Interesting that he doesn't mention anything but the fact that the Vilna Gaon argues and the Shlomo Zalman Ovach, again, the Shlomo Zalman Ovach, and the Chaim Kanevsky, and the Chazon Ish, many argue and say that Mitzvah B'Adach Adach Mitzvah, but it seems that the Minig was not to do, like the Mishmor also says, not to do Kishon B'Av until Mosei Shabbos. The meaning amongst all Jews, interesting, but in truth, that the Sfaradim don't, many Sfaradim don't do this until what's called Shavuot Shechabah, which will be this coming Sunday. But at least by the Ashkenazic world, we don't eat meat and don't drink wine during the 9 days. And that includes Rosh Chodesh also. And even what's called a Tavshil, something that's cooked with meat or fat, chicken soup, etc. Someone asked, just asked me. So all this is forbidden, including so chicken, meat. And the only exception is someone that has difficulty with eating milchiks, so he's allowed to eat chicken. So that's a very important thing, especially in today's world, people having diets, so special diets. So if you're going to already have to eat meat, eat chicken. And someone that's sick, everything is mutter, because really, mekadin, this whole thing is a minig. So someone who's sick, they could definitely eat all the way to Erev Tisha B'Av. And if it's possible, according to Zichron, they should at least try to stop by what's called Zainav, which would be a thing this Tuesday. This is an important concept that Tuesday is much more strict because that's the time where they entered into the Heichal. So we try to be more strict when it comes to Zayin, from Zayin of and on. This applies to Siyum also, which we'll see in a second. And certainly when it comes to even women that just gave birth, to try to hold back from Zayin of and not drinking meat and wine, because that's the day that the non-Jews enter the Heichal. So this mitzvah, like Mila, Pidin, Aven, and Siyum Masech, the Siyum Masech has to be a real Masech as a people really finished sincerely. They didn't rush it, they didn't delay it in order to make sure that they could. So then it's a real joy, and therefore it overrides the laws of the 9 days, and if you're allowed to eat meat and wine. Now, this is also limited only to a person is a person that has a shaykhus to the mitzvah, I mean to say, has to be people, family, close people, and then another 10 people you're allowed to invite, which is a very interesting concept that the another 10 people is the amount you're allowed to invite. And really, it's only people that would come otherwise. Just coming for the sake, because you heard that there's a buffet, open buffet meat, you must see him, really, Be'etzim is not appropriate. Certainly not Shavuot Shechabli. Now this, technically speaking, all the way in Mutter, all the way at Erev Tisha B'Av. But the Kitzur goes on to say that it has to be a real Siddur Mitzvah. So the night, it's called the Vachnach, does not really consider Siddur Mitzvah, and if you're not allowed to meat and wine, you should do it with Melchiks. When it comes to Avdala, Motzei Shabbos, it's a big tumul. So if you have a child that could drink or have kois, you should give it to him. It's interesting, he doesn't give the ages, but the Mishmur discusses should be above chinuch, but less than the gil of aveiros. It's basically between the age of 6 and 9. Otherwise, the person is making Avdala 100% can drink himself. Another forbidden thing that we don't do because of joy is we don't wash clothing during the 9 days. And even something you don't want to, you're not going to wear in there, you're going to wear it afterwards, you're not supposed to do it. So you're not even supposed to give it to a non-Jew. All this is because we're not Messiah Chadais. We shouldn't move our mind from the Avelis in the morning, and we shouldn't have this extra joy. And unless it's a Jewish lady that's working and washing non-Jewish clothing. And nevertheless, Shavuot, so even that, Shavuot Shechavu, she should be careful. During the 9 days, also, one is not supposed to wear and even spread any freshly laundered garments. So what do we do if we don't have any other garments? So the halacha is today is that if you don't have any choice, another person can say that it's okay that you could wear, because you don't have any choice, but really the best thing is to put it on the floor, jump in it, or sleep with it for, so this way it loses its freshness, if that's possible. And one is permitted for Kovet Shabbos to wear linen clothing, and in fact today we wear Big Day Shabbos, regular Big Day Shabbos, a little dispute, but that's our custom. Spread white cloth and towels, all this is normally done like we normally do on other Shabbos. Except for white sheets that the kids chose not to do, not to spread. A woman that needs to wear white clothing is allowed to. And also clothing that gets soiled often, for example, with little children, especially babies, not a problem to do a wash. The only thing is, so you could do a wash of these things, and that's where your undergarments also is something that's permitted to do washes, because it's the things that get soiled quickly and often if a person doesn't have enough. But it's best, you can't throw in other stuff just because you're doing that. During the 9 days, another interesting concept that we don't make new clothing and new shoes or weave and tailor anything that's new. Now this is true even if it's using a non-Jew. So that's quite strict, unless it's going to be a big need. For example, someone's getting married right after Tisha, which is actually very common these days. So then it's permitted through a non-Jew, not through a Jew. And before Shchodesh, well, everything is permitted to give, but that's already too late at this point. Women have a custom not to set the weaving today, since it's not such a common thing, but it's called the shesi. There's the shesi and the erev. The vertical and the horizontal, what's called the warp and the whip. I forget, warp, and I always forget which one is which. But the point is that the reason why you don't set the shesi is actually a rem, is a hint. Evan shesia, the stone, the foundation of where the world was created and where the urn, actually, the place of the urn. So the custom is, as a reminder, not to set even these strings, because really not doing anything. And the minig is basically not to really start anything new, fixing different types of, let's say, tears and stuff like that. That is permitted. And Hashem should give us the base of English back, so we shouldn't have to mourn and be limited with all these things. Hashem should send Mashiach to come here, be Aminu.